This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Show Kate Delaney. Hey everybody, start to yet another week. I say start to it because it's kind of one of those weird weeks where we're heading through to a holiday weekend, and I know a lot of people have kind of mished and mashed the days together to either take a longer week or dip out a few days early because we have the Labor Day weekend coming up. Hard to believe. Bob Ney is with us. He's in his our virtual green room, not his, with Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob.
My own green room here.
That's right.
You have the greatest green room on earth. Yes.
You know what? That's a good thing to ask you. What is a good green room? It would have what in it for you to be happy?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper. How about that? Or unsweetened Kool-Aid. A little hummus. I'm easy to please. Maybe some yogurt. I'm on this healthy kick.
Oh, healthy kick. I love hummus. There's nothing wrong with some good hummus.
I would love to have a machine that plays back podcasts of Kate Delaney.
All right. You know what? You win me over every single time, so no worries. That's good. You sent me something today that I'm not surprised by, but the Congressional Budget Office released a pretty brutal update on Wednesday, their economic outlook for the next decade. What did it tell us?
Well, you know, I understand, and people say, well, you know, it's the fact that things can change easily. But I think that it's a warning out there because, you know, we're heading into the trillion era of overspending. So I think that somewhere along the line, they're actually going to have to try to start to begin to pass budgets to get back into to line, at least, I would assume.
Yeah. What did you think the other day of the president's comments about Puerto Rico? Because some people are really trashing him for what he said. Dorian actually moved past Puerto Rico, and now people are concerned in Florida, and we're talking about this tropical storm and what it's going to develop as it gets closer to Florida. But he said, Puerto Rico. I don't think he necessarily meant it that way, but a few people twisted it. And, of course, FEMA, we're taking money away from FEMA to pay for some of what's happening at the border, and we don't know what's going to happen with Mother Nature.
Yeah, this one's complicated. I used to oversee the language for FEMA when I chaired the housing subcommittee. So I dealt with FEMA over and over, Kate, and numbers. And let me go to the first part of his comment. He said that, you know, we had appropriated $92 billion as a country for Puerto Rico. I think somebody honestly on the staff gave him that figure because I thought, where does he come up with it? You know, $42 billion was appropriated. Only $12 billion has been used, by the way, so far. And I think the $92 billion probably was staff work. And what they were doing is calculating ahead of what was going to be spent over a period of years, for future damages. Because they do that. So that's where I think that came from, first of all. I don't think he actually just, you know, made it up. It just came out of a staff error. And of miscalculating. The FEMA money itself, that's a tough one because if he takes money for the wall, which he did, it cleared the court. He's able to do that out of basically military construction money, and he wants to advance the wall. If he takes that money and he takes money out of out of FEMA for something else, whichever he's taking it, the FEMA money is speculative money of where we're going to be. Now, if we don't, in fact, have a disaster where we, you know, spend all the money, then we have monies left. So if he technically takes FEMA money, you know, right now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the money is not going to be available for future disasters. But let's say we have two more Katrinas that we didn't even know about. Even if he didn't touch the money, Congress is going to have to appropriate additional FEMA monies. It is always a give and take constantly on the FEMA money. So, yes, he might be taking some money, but that doesn't mean that one of the disasters stopped and another one didn't happen, like Puerto Rico didn't happen. You know, so it's not exact trading of disasters. It's a constant, I probably confused all this, but it's just a constant back and forth of how much money is really available and what disaster is coming.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for that. Great explanation, because you've had to deal with it. So yeah, great view on that. How about the story about foreign-born children of U.S. service members don't get automatic citizenship? That raised the hackles of a few people.
And again, this one's going to be very complicated. It's actually going to affect 100 people, by the way. It sounds from the offset, wow, this is going to be, you know, tens of thousands. It will actually affect 100 people. And where it really would affect is if they're... are people that are, you know, just getting their green cards, residency cards, then they have children overseas. That would affect them, and if they're in the armed forces, and if they haven't been in the United States for a required period of time, a small number, like I said, 100 people would have to, and their children wouldn't be ruled out, but they would have to apply for the process. Now, previously, if the kids would be considered both living inside and outside the United States for gaining citizenship, then it would be automatic. So, mainly this is, it's not applying to if you're an American citizen and you're in the military and you go overseas and have a child. But it's if you were applying for a green card, because you can join the military or you can be in the military with a you know, permanent residency card, and you have a child, you're probably going to have to, under this rule, apply for that. It'll affect 100 people a year, basically, as an average.
Wow. So 100, you're right. We didn't know those totals, and that does change
100.
Things.
The headline looks like it's going to be, you know, anybody that's an American citizen and you have a child over there. But with green cards, you have to be in country a certain period of time. You can't be out of country over a certain period of time. It'll take effect in October. So, again, I think it's going to affect a small amount of people. And it doesn't mean if you're a green card holder and you just got it and you happen to be overseas in the military that you're not going to be able to have your child be an American. You'll just have to go through the application process. It's a change, but it's not as, I think, as bad as the headline sounds.
Oh, yeah. We only have a minute or so left, but another Democrat bites the dust. Gillibrand's out, huh?
Well, yes, and I made somebody angry today. I was starting to predict who will be next. And so I said Senator Klobuchar, so I got angry comments at that. But I'm just looking at some of the names, and I think it's going to dwindle down to about six. But, yes, you know, people are going to drop out. And, frankly, if they're not doing good in this process and they're in the Democratic side, they ought to drop out anyway and narrow this thing down. But, you know, they'll still continue to be probably at least what I call the now gang of 10, the ones that are actually qualifying.
Yeah, oh yeah. So 10 is much better than the 20 that initially we ended up with.
Oh yeah, or the 23 or the 24 or almost the 25 that it was, you know. And I mean, yeah. Some of them have dropped out, they just haven't been told yet.
I like that they haven't been told yet.
Right.
Exactly. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Coming up, what is going on with the hurricane? What's happened in Puerto Rico? What's going on with Tampa and the rest of Florida? I'm headed to Tampa next week, and I've already gotten a couple of emails saying, when are you coming in? Trying to figure out if it's going to coincide with landfall. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, this is your chance to really let your voice be heard on this show. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and you're in. A lot of people, especially those listening to us in Tampa and in the Florida and other affiliates that we're on, have talked about Dorian and what's the scoop and where's Dorian going to land. Let me look into my magic weather woman crystal ball. You know, I did do the weather for a tiny, tiny bit when I was in television, meaning I wasn't in love with it, but I filled in because I knew how to work the computer. So I do know about the weather like the rest of you, and I do have a few connections with the National Weather Service, which means I might get access to information 2 seconds before you. But Hurricane Dorian is past Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and it's heading northwest into the Atlantic Ocean. It could become a big hurricane. So it's gaining momentum because of the warm weather. I talked about this the other day. We know this is what happens. It means if the winds kick up severely and we start to see that it turns in a certain direction, and the indications are that could happen, it would happen on Labor Day weekend. And the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, declared a state of emergency, urged residents to prepare for the storm's arrival. So Dan the Man said, Katie, what should I do? If you were me and you lived in Clearwater, would you start bagging up those sandbags? Listen, I think when they tell you and you look at these models and you see what's starting to happen, Why don't you just go all in? I'm all about that. Go all in and figure it out what you need to do to feel safe, because now there's some time. Watch what's going on. Look at the rainfall. Look at the weather. I mean, it looks terrible on the weather maps. But what does that mean? It means the satellite imaging shows that it looks bad. But we don't know. It could still change. By Friday or Saturday, it's going to near the northwest part of the Bahamas. And then Labor Day probably is when it slams into Florida. But FEMA's on the ready, so you know that. But we've seen some terrible things happen, and as my heart is all over Florida, and I have friends and family there, and I have been there and lived there many times, I know what that's like. Here's what you do. You definitely get the food. You definitely get the bottled water. You're definitely in plan mode. To me, that's the number one thing. You get into plan mode. This one is from Frank, and Frank also concerned about what's happening with the hurricane, and says, Kate, is this really going to become a full-fledged hurricane or a tropical storm? Where should we really be concerned? And if we are in the Tampa area, is Tampa in the eye of this thing or not? Well, again, it depends on what happens in these next couple of days. Look, I'll say it. The governor's declared a state of emergency. The early projections show it could hit the East Coast on Monday as a Cat 3. So that's not good. But what does that mean for St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay? It means you got to pay attention to see if it dissipates, if it curves in. Right now, it's, again, the part of Florida that's the biggest concern is the east coast of Florida. But everybody knows, just to be prepared. You're certainly not, I don't think you're digging into the sandbags right now. Let's put it that way, right? I hope nothing happens, frankly. Because I've been there, done that, and I know what it's like. And it's the waiting and trying to figure it out and hearing one thing and thinking one thing and deciding, should I evacuate? What is it that I, you know, need to do? Got this one from Max. He says, Kate, as a service to your many fans and listeners, did you know that there has been a recall to fix defective airbags in Toyotas of different sorts? I bet there are a lot of them on the road. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're talking about the Corollas and the Matrix, the Toyota Matrix cars. It's under $200,000, but they do have airbags that are faulty, and there are certain years, 2003 through 2008, and then, you know, then it jumps up, because it really, really what they're talking about is 2005 to 2008, but there are some from 2003, and they've gotten notices that they have the faulty airbags. So if you have this car, then you want to make sure you go and you have them fix that. Because as many of you know, and he's coming up next, Mr. Kate Delaney, a.k.a. my husband, was in a terrible car wreck where he slammed into a wall and the car turned into an accordion. I don't know how he walked away from it, honestly. But the airbag deployed, and that was the saving grace. So airbags deploding, you know, being deployed when you hit something or someone hits you is important. Having them just explode and kill someone or have something else happen, that's not what you want to see happen. And that's why the recall is going on in those Toyotas, because they're faulty. So it's now dangerous. And dangerous airbag, that's not what you want. Different the other way around. One that helps save your life? Yeah, that's a whole different ball game. All right, moving on. We got this one from Nicholas. And Nicholas says, I know that this is happening somewhere near you. The great Matthew McConaughey is going to teach at the University of Texas. Want to bet that his class is one of the most popular ones? Yeah, I think that's a given, right? He is going to be a professor at the University of Texas. That's where he graduated. He's been appointed as one to serve in that film capacity. So how crazy is that? I mean, crazy, but good. And I guess he's been serving as a visiting instructor anyway since 2015, and he's been developing the curriculum for a script-to-screen film production class, and that's what that is. And you know what he's saying? I love this, because his heart is in that school. He says, it's the class I wish I would have when I was in film school. Working in the classroom with these students gives me a chance to prepare them. Making movies, turning words on paper into film is both a science and an art, no matter the time or generation. And he said, the elements of truth and genuine joy for the process are timeless. That will always be our classroom focus. Yeah. Having him teach you that, if you think about it, he's done more than 50 films, from big to small but powerful cameo roles, but he has this passion for teaching, and wow, that is a big wow, if he was your professor. I had a friend who's been on the show actually a couple of times, Annie Zdarovich. When she was at UC Davis, Lucille Ball was her professor in one of her film classes. What that meant was, she told me, she'd come in once a week. The limousine would drop her off at the door. She'd walk right into the classroom and then walk right out. But that she was fascinating. And she would go through the I Love Lucy shows and break down what happened, illustrating to them what it's like to work on a project, and she said, of course, the class was full, and the amount of inside baseball, as we call it, that you got would just knock you over. It was unreal. I'd say that was a pretty interesting class, and so I'm sure it's going to be the very same with Matthew McConaughey, and it's going to be completely filled to the brim, because who isn't going to want to take that in that anyone who's a film student? Definitely. I think it's going to be one of the toughest ones to get in. Coming up next, the Hubs. Mr. Kate Delaney joins me on the show.
I talk to the tree, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S. Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the sixth Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Mr. Kate Delaney, because it is a man's world, the Hubs, Paulie joins us. Paul, so you and I watched Serena Williams get tested by a 17-year-old. You could almost hear the sounds of the tennis ball flying through the TV. In fact, I think we have some live coverage of what that tennis ball sounded like. Yeah, Serena Williams did win, but boy, oh boy, Katie McNally, 5-7, 6-3, 6-1 on Wednesday night. Serena Williams didn't drop a single point on her serve. That made the big difference. She just crushed her in the third set, huh?
Yeah, and Mrs. Kate Delaney forgot to mention that the 17-year-old we were watching, Miss McNally, is an American.
Yeah, so it was two Americans playing each other, but that's the future. Maybe she's the future great hope for tennis and just as a woman tennis player in America playing well.
Well, she is a world champion. She won last year the doubles of the French Open as well as the
U.S. Open in doubles. So she is a world champion, two-time, I think, in majors. So, and she's only 17 still, and she's looks like she's 6 foot. She looks like the same size as Serena, like 6 foot one, and she's 17, so she might get even taller.
Yeah, and you and I have spent some time at the U.S. Open, thanks to, I might not be making money, but I do have some juice, and I did have some media credentials, and we got in and spent, what was it, 13 hours or something?
13 hours.
Yeah.
A plan was go to all the resort pools, but we got so into the tennis that in the heat of Palm Springs that we just sat in the stands for 13 hours.
Yeah, crazy. All right, something else interesting to talk about is, I think, this story that I just happened to see. And I was going to ask you this question, and I don't think you have this problem. You and I are California stoppers sometimes, but we've been better about that. And a California stop means what?
California Boulevard stop means that you roll through the light real slow, and you supposedly look both ways and keep going without coming to a complete stop.
Oh, I didn't know it was the light. I thought it was just a stop sign.
Yeah, stop sign. Well, yeah, stop sign, yes.
Okay, so different from the light, I just saw this study that they say that more people are running red lights, that the AAA says deaths from cars running red lights is at a 10-year high. Are you surprised by that?
You know, I was about to say I'm not surprised, because I've sat at lights where I've waited for what seemed like five for cars to go, and then the light turns green and three cars go and the light is red right away after like sometimes two cars. So no, I'm not surprised by that.
So you think it's the frustration of waiting and then the lights are screwed up and people are saying, I don't care, I'm going to run through it. I think it's, that could be, but I think the opposite is that people don't care and they're just flying through the lights.
Both, yes.
And that's scary. More Americans admit that they disregard red lights, according to this AAA survey, from time to time. One in three said they ran a red light in the last 30 days. Yikes.
Wow. Yeah. Try not to do that on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't run red lights. I mean, unless if I was halfway through it or something and there was no way to stop and it would cause an accident, I wouldn't do that. But I am very careful about that. That's not my thing at all. All right, here's another thing that's interesting. I just got back from Des Moines. You picked me up at the airport and at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, because I said a Holiday Inn that actually had AstroTurf wet on the balcony. But it was really cute, and the people were fantastic in Des Moines. I have to say, they treated me like I was a rock star, like a queen. I mean it. It was really wonderful. Well, Marriott International is the world's largest hotel chain. They said they're going to eliminate small plastic bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and bath gel from their hotel rooms. They're going to have dispensers that are mounted on the walls instead. I don't like the dispensers. It feels like I'm going to be operated on. I don't like it. I think it's strange.
Well, you're going to have to spend a small fortune on toiletries now. So that's what you're really upset about.
You mean if I don't use if I stay at a Marriott and I don't use what they have on the wall?
If you don't steal the soap and the shampoo and bring it home.
No, I'm not stealing the soap and the shampoo. I don't do that.
Well, no. Technically, you paid for it.
Technically, I overpaid, maybe. So you're saying that you think I take a lot of it home with me?
No, I'm just making this for radio.
Just making this for radio. You know what? Actually, that's a kind of an interesting question. I don't know if I do. I think sometimes I do, but I don't do it a lot. It's almost accidental. I grab my stuff and throw it all in a bag so fast because I'm always on a whirlwind.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of upset because you used to a lot, but maybe that was getting it from your mother, because your mother always got all the good stuff. And I don't think you do that as much, and so now I have to go buy a lot of it.
Oh, well, what a problem to have, eh, that we're stuck. What about this Dorian that might become a Cat 1 hurricane? They're worried in Florida. You know I'm going to Florida for a couple days next week at the tail end of the week because I'm speaking there for Working Women of Tampa Bay, which I couldn't be more excited that they have me coming in to do that keynote, but everybody's concerned because Dorian has a great chance to smash into the east coast of Florida, and they're not sure. It might be a Cat 3. Boy, Florida, it's really hit or miss.
It has become a hurricane as it nears the Virgin Islands.
Right, but Cat 1 is different than Cat 3. I'm not poo-pooing that, but if it gets to a 3, that's bad.
Sure, but we all know now it's all about the flooding, right? And wind damage as well as flooding, so take your pick. It's not good either way.
Yeah, and I will say this. My brother lives on an island, and it gets flooded.
Yep. That a lot of towns in Florida have that sunshine, daylight flooding, summertime flooding with the rise in the sea level.
And I remember one of the last times I was there, and it wasn't a hurricane, but they just had horrible rains, and there was somebody that was water skiing right down the middle of, right in front of his house.
Yep.
I mean, the water was that high. This is another strange thing that I came across, werewolf syndrome. It's really true. You and I, this is radio, we're looking at a picture of this. 17 babies have this out-of-control hair growth because there's been a drug mix-up. And apparently it's in Spain, and they're calling it werewolf syndrome because the medicine was wrong, so they treat it with alopecia and hair loss, and it's being sold, I guess, as heartburn medicine for children. Yikes!
Yeah, that's no bueno. That's not good.
Not at all. These kids are cute, and they have hair, like werewolf hair on their face.
Yeah, she's got hair on half of her face.
But what they're saying is that it's temporary and it eventually goes away after the medicine stops being ingested. I think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Definitely, but that's good that you said it goes away because that's some really thick hair from that that medicine mix up there. That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. The holiday weekend is coming up, Labor Day, and Labor Day traditionally marks the end of the summer. You grew up in a different part of the country than I did, so you were already back in school. For us, it meant the start of school on the East Coast.
Yahoo,
I guess, for the kids in the South and other places, because they already have some weeks under their belt, so they get out earlier. I don't know. Is it did you like getting out earlier, or would you have preferred to wait till Labor Day?
Oh, heck yeah, I preferred getting out in the end of May. Are you kidding me?
I could care less, because we had so many other days off and everything else in between that it didn't matter. But Labor Day is a lot of fun because on September 2nd, there's all kinds of specials. It's like the day, it's like you get that third extra day of the weekend.
What kind of labor will you be doing to show your love for me this Labor Day?
Nothing, because I got to pack for Florida, and I don't know what I'm going to have to pack. I'm going to have to pack a raincoat, sandbags, or am I packing some sundresses? What am I doing?
So you're on strike. Okay. All right.
What are you doing for me, Mr. Kate Delaney?
I cleaned up your pool because you claimed you were going to go swimming today, and I come home and you did not do any laps.
We have a poor people's pool. Let's not mislead everybody.
Not one stinking lap today.
Because I'm working and keeping the roof over our heads.
I mean, half the tile is falling off the pool, but at least the water is crystal clear. I keep it nice and clean along with the pool guy.
Yeah, that's nice. People, poor people problems. That's what I say. Not first world problems, poor people problems. Labor Day, did you know that Labor Day, what it is, in the late 1800s, at the height of the Industrial Revolution, the average American worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week, just to get a basic living, speaking of poor, and they had a lot of restrictions in some states. Sad.
Technology is wonderful.
It is wonderful. All right, thanks, Mr. Kate Delaney. Say goodbye to everybody.
Adios. Ciao.
Till the day I die.
We'll be back.
Why I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy. Oh.
original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's time to
invade the man cave.
We're opening the door to the man cave. It is a big weekend because college football rolls on this Labor Day weekend. And we're getting ready for the real stuff in the NFL to start, which means fantasy drafts are taking place. And a lot of people are lost and all tied up in that. So you may be losing your significant other to some form of football for a while. It could be college and pro, could be one or the other. College is interesting because if you live in an area where there's a college team, even if you didn't go there, even if you go to college, a lot of times you embrace whatever that team is. I think it's kind of cool. I like the idea of people in the community just rallying around whatever that team is. Listen, I think sports is a great escape. Whatever your escape is, whether it's movies, sports, maybe it's none of that. Maybe you think that's all bleh, and you're all about reading or hunkering down in the bunker. I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever makes you feel good. I think people shouldn't have to be put or classified in boxes. So I think it's all about you, and how you feel. And I know a lot of people do like the sports escape, and they like to root for certain teams. And sometimes the connection to them is simply just having them in your backyard, you know, whatever team that might be. So there's a couple of good ones coming up on a Thursday. Clemson and Georgia Tech will roll. And that's big because Dabo Sweeney has really done something with these Clemson Tigers, and they are the team to beat and watch, just like Nick Saban and Alabama. And then you go through and you got a bunch of other games on Thursday, and then you've got another set of games that happen on Friday and, of course, Saturday too as well. I was just in Iowa, and Iowa State is taking on Northern Iowa in Ames, Iowa on Saturday. You have Alabama at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta taking on Duke. Alabama is favored by 33.5 points in that one. Woo, 33.5 points. Stanford and Northwestern could be a little bit closer. That's at Stanford Stadium in Stanford, California. And then the other one I do like, I like Auburn and Oregon. It kicks at 7:30 Eastern, and that's at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Auburn is favored just by 3.5. Mr. Kate Delaney, a.k.a. the Hubs, doesn't know this, but I've been offered gifted some tickets to that, so I may be there actually watching that game. And Notre Dame takes on Louisville. That happens on Labor Day out at Cardinal Stadium. Notre Dame is favored by 19 points. 19 points. That is a lot of points, my friends. A lot of points, needless to say. While you were sleeping, a sad story about the fastest woman on four wheels. The fastest woman on four wheels I have had like 7 degrees of separation from. People have told me about Jessie Combs and, oh, how I needed to meet Jessie Combs, and I would think she was fantastic, the cutest smile in the world. And she was known as, like I said, the fastest woman on four wheels. That was her moniker. She died while trying to beat a record, and it happened at the Alvord Desert. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I think I am, in southeastern Oregon. She was a great engineer and driver and science communicator, and she, you know, she was so well liked by the people she worked with in TV. She was in All Girls Garage and Overhauling and was a guest on so many other shows. But in October, she set a new top speed of 583.2 miles an hour in a shakedown run. So she did become the fastest woman on four at the North American Eagle Supersonic Speed Challenge. And then she set a record of 398 miles an hour. So she was attempting to go faster when she crashed. And she, you know, just had a resume that had number one and first all over it. She was the first woman to place at any Ultra 4 event, first woman to compete in the Race of Gentlemen's events, and, you know, she was the real, real deal. So tough for a lot of people to hear that news because how well she was liked. You know, so that was also part of it, that she was a very, very well-known and well-liked person. So she was the double dip, and that's sad. Some NFL quick notes for you. Are you paying attention out there as we're in the Madden cave? The story of Kareem Hunt is he's going to have to spend his NFL suspension away from his team. He is, of course, a suspended running back who has to serve 8 games for physical altercations. He's not allowed inside the team facility, and that happens starting on Saturday. This isn't necessarily a shock at all, if you remember. But he can't be anywhere near them until his ban ends in November. They could adjust their policy, amend the stance on Hunt, who was signed as a free agent by Cleveland in March, 3 months after being released by the Kansas City Chiefs. He was suspended for 2 violent off-field incidents, one in which he shoved and kicked a woman, that wasn't good, during a dispute in a hotel lobby. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was disappointed to learn he won't be present because he's been practicing and playing in the preseason games. But this is the punishment. This is what he has to deal with. Wide receiver Antonio Callaway, on the other hand, is allowed in the Browns facility. He's serving his 4-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. So two different cases and two different ways they are being handled, I guess is the way to put that. Yeah, the two different ways are being handled. So he can't be with them, and the other guy can, but they're different offenses, and that's how they're treating it, for sure. Hard to believe, but the U.S. women are getting ready for Portugal. So, yeah, there's no rest for the weary. They're still on that last lap of the victory tour, and it starts all over again, getting in shape for and ready for what comes next, what competition comes next. And by the way, the gender discrimination lawsuit filed by the members of the U.S. Women's National Team against U.S. Soccer goes to trial on May 5th. 2020. Oh, you can bet a lot of people are going to be watching to see what happens there. And then the story of Carly Lloyd is fascinating to me. Carly Lloyd potentially trying to hook up with an NFL team as a kicker. She, a lot of people were talking about this, as she did a kick the other day. So, you know, on the pitch is one thing, on the National Football League field, being a first woman kicker would be, I think, fascinating if that happened, but not impossible, right? Who says? Now, here's what happened. Her teammate, Julie Ertz, is married to Philly tight end Zach, and so she was out at their practice and nailed a couple of kicks, including one 55 yards. And so fans were oohing and aahing, falling all over her, and even Doug Peterson was. So who's to say? Can you imagine? Look at the problems the Chicago Bears have had. Carly Lloyd would be good for them, maybe. Can she consistently hit 50 or better? That's the key. That would be a phenomenal story if that happened. Music has started up. The maestro is asking us to shut the door and please leave the building. I'll do that. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.